Have your Bibles, we'll turn to Luke's Gospel and chapter 13. Luke's Gospel and the chapter 13. Well, the Bible's open to that portion that we read together. We want to look to the Lord and ask for His help tonight. Father in heaven, we pray that Thou would be with us tonight around the Word of God. We thank You, Lord, for the hymns of praise, the hymns of joy, Lord, that has ascended up before the throne of heaven. We thank You for the great hymn of testimony that love lifted me. And I pray tonight now as we turn to Thy Word that Thou would help us and bless us. And I will write Thy Word upon the hearts of the unconverted and I will bring them to Christ. We pray You bless us now, we pray in Jesus' great name. Amen. Amen. One of the great old time gospel songs is called The Old Fashioned Meeting. The very words of that song describe what the old time gospel meetings were once all about. I think we can see that summed up in the words of the chorus where it says, 'Twas an old fashioned meeting in an old fashioned place, where some old fashioned people had some old fashioned grace. As an old fashioned sinner I began to pray, and God heard me and saved me in an old fashioned way. May the Lord take us back to the old fashioned meetings. Now there are three things that are necessary for the spirit of the old fashioned gospel meetings. You need the presence of Christ. In fact, we have to say tonight, if Christ is not present in our meeting, this meeting or any other meeting, it is all in vain. And if we're going to have old-fashioned gospel meetings, then we need the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glad the Lord Jesus meets with His people. Remember Matthew 18, verse 20, He says, "For where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them." And we know tonight, when we come together into this place, to the old-fashioned meeting, and to preach the gospel, we know tonight, on the authority of the Bible, that the Lord Jesus Christ is one of our number. You need the presence of Christ in an old-fashioned meeting. You need the preaching of Christ in an old-fashioned meeting. This is a vital ingredient of old-fashioned meetings. Indeed, it says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5, "But we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord." And if we're going to have old-fashioned gospel meetings, then we must preach Christ. We must preach Christ in all His fullness. We must preach Christ and Him crucified. We must preach Christ that He is the Savior of the world. And in old-fashioned gospel meetings, there is the preaching of Christ. Imagine coming to this church tonight and we didn't preach Christ. Be a terrible thing. Then I can say we need the power of Christ. In other words, conversions and souls being saved and lives being changed. And people going out of meetings different than they came into the meetings. All arrested by the power of the Holy Spirit. Touched by the hands of Christ. Changed by the hand of the Lord Jesus. Think of Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. There were 3,000 saved in the old-fashioned meetings. And here in this passage, I believe, that we read together, we have an old-fashioned meeting. For this meeting, we have Christ's presence. Look at verse 10. And He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a Sabbath day. And where do we find Him? Well, He's in the synagogue. He's keeping the Sabbath day. He's gathering with the people of God. And here we find, in this old-fashioned meeting, we find Christ. There He is. There He is, standing in the midst of His people. You see, you need Christ, as I said, for an old-fashioned meeting. Do we not, of course, have the preaching of Christ? Look at verse 10. And He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Notice here what He's doing. The emphasis is on the preaching. The emphasis of this meeting is on the teaching. It is on the Word of God. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's in this place. And He's preaching. And He's teaching the Word of God. A lot of people has it mixed up. A lot of people says come to be entertained in church. Some people would say in the charismatic movements, come and you'll see signs and wonders.
Come to our meetings and you will receive healing. And all of these campaigns are going throughout our province, yeah, throughout the world. But oh, in old fashioned gospel meetings, it's the preaching. The preaching, here's Christ preaching. And then you have the old fashioned power. A woman coming into this meeting, we find that she's touched by the very hand of Christ. And a wonderful and a great miracle is wrought before all the people. Oh, this is the old fashioned meeting. We have the Savior. We have the Spirit. We have the sinner. We have salvation. In the old fashioned meetings. Do we not want the old fashioned meetings brought back to our church? Do we not want the old fashioned gospel meetings brought back to our province? Lord, take me back to the old fashioned meetings. Here we have in this passage, as I have said, an old fashioned meeting. And in this old fashioned meeting we have a woman who was in the congregation. And a woman, can I say to you, who was not well in any shape nor form. She was not well, I would say tonight, physically. She was not well mentally. She was not well spiritually. But yet, in the old fashioned meeting, there she is, this woman, with all of her problems and with all of her needs. She's in the meeting. The lament today, we cannot get sinners in to the meetings. They go everywhere else. They don't want to hear the gospel. Hard to get people onto the sound of the gospel is the lament of different men up and down of this province. Oh, but my friends, in the old fashioned gospel meetings, you'll find the sinners will come in. And here's a woman, she's in the old fashioned meeting. It wasn't easy for her to be in. Woman with many problems, but I tell you this, she's in the right place. She's in the right place. She's in the old fashioned meeting. Christ is here. The Word of God, my friends, is being preached. Look at this woman. It tells us that she has a plague in verse 11. She has a spirit of infirmity. And infirmity can mean disease. Here's a woman and she's not well. Here's a woman who was ill. Here's a woman with a severe sickness. In verse 16 it tells us whom Satan has bound. Satan has a hold of this woman. In fact, he is the cause of this woman's plague and sickness and illness. But Spurgeon said she was bent double as to her body and she was bowed down by the sadness of her mind. She was diseased. She was sick. She was troubled. She was tormented. She was cast down. But oh, dear friends, she was in the meeting. She was in the old-fashioned meeting. Bowed down, held by the devil, but she was there. Maybe you're here tonight like this woman. You have your problems. Mentally, physically, spiritually, not saved. The Bible says of the one without Christ, but we're all as an unclean thing. Is this you in this meeting tonight, held by the devil? Is this you tonight in this meeting, covered in your sin, held by sin? You see, this woman was in the right place. And we're glad you're in the meeting tonight. You have her posture there as well. In verse 11, it says, and could in no wise lift up herself. She was bowed together. She was stooped over, completely overcome. In verse 11, her problem, and could in no wise lift up herself. Oh, she couldn't stand upright. And if this woman would come to this church, I'm sure when she can walk up this aisle, everybody would be looking over. There she would come into the place and she was completely overcome with her problem. She was stooped over. Her eye, my friend, was upon the ground. There was this dear lady, completely overcome. She was getting lower and lower. Satan had led her low in her sin. It tells us here by the posture and her problem, she could in no wise lift up herself. Listen, she tried. She tried to get up. She tried to straighten up herself. She tried to stand upright like other people, but she couldn't do it. But now she's in the meeting. She's in this old fashioned meeting. Stooped over, bowed together, powerless, could not lift up herself. And that's like the sinner. Maybe you're stooped over tonight, bowed over, but by your sin, held by the devil, my friend. And you've tried, and you've tried, and you've tried to get away from sin, but you can't get away.
Well, this woman could not lift up herself. Is that you tonight in this meeting, my friends? Powerless and weak. Cannot lift up yourself. The other day I was going down the road to where I'm trying to do doors, and there's a talk show on in the morning, and they're talking about drink. And there was this woman came on to the radio, and my heart really went out to her because she had an husband who used to drink an awful lot. He was an alcoholic. And she told the story about how he was controlled and onto the drink. And she said that me and my son, we begged him, we asked him to go and to seek to get help. And she says he went to Downpatrick. And there he was for a number of weeks. And this woman said, in that very place, I got my husband back again. He was the man he used to be without the drink. And there he was in the hospital. And we couldn't wait. We couldn't wait till the day that he came home. And she says that when they came home, he looked at her and he says, I'm going to go to the AA meeting tonight. Would you drop me off? She says, I will, certainly. I want to go and help people and all the rest of it. She took him to a particular hall where it was and she dropped them off. And she came back an hour or two later, whatever time it was, and she said she got into a car. And I suspected that I could smell drink off him. Of course, she said to him, he says, no, not at all. It's just the life we've been living together. You're just suspicious. And this is what she told on the radio, what she told him. A few months later, he admitted that he had been drinking. He admitted he had been drinking. And in fact, her husband drank on and on until he put himself into the grave. But oh dear friends, there's a man. He tried to lift up himself. He tried to get away from booze. He tried to get away from alcohol. And he tried and he tried and he tried, but he couldn't get up. The very first day home, he's back in the pub. Just you tonight in the old fashioned meeting. Bowed over. Cannot get away from sin. Try, give promise after promise. I will stop it. I will try to get away from it. This woman's poised on her problem. Is it yours? Think about her pearl as well. This woman in the congregation says, whom Satan has bound. The devil had bound this woman to himself. For one reason, he wanted to destroy this woman. The devil did not want this woman for a friend. He wanted to destroy this woman. Because it tells us in Mark 9 and verse 22 about the man praying about his son, that he wanted to cast him into the waters to destroy him. And the devil was out to destroy this woman and to cast her down into hell. But yet she was in the meeting. She was in the meeting. Tell me tonight, friends, is this you? Held by the devil? Tonight, bound by sin, bound to the world, bound to the pleasure of the world, bound to Satan. Going down towards hell tonight, that you can lose your soul. Oh, I am glad tonight that you're in to hear the gospel. This woman was not closed out from hearing the word of God. Oh, she was not closed out from the old-fashioned meeting. Thank God you can come in tonight to the old-fashioned gospel meeting. Just the way you are. With all your problems. With all your sin. Coming into God's house, my friends. There she is. Ah, the people can poke fun at this woman. The people can stir at this woman. Ah, but there she is. She's in the old-fashioned meeting. Where Christ is preaching the word of God. There's no mistake you're here tonight. No mistake, you're on to the preaching of the word of God tonight. There was no mistake that this woman, was in this meeting. You're here tonight by God's providence. You see, the woman in the congregation, in the old-fashioned meeting, listen, sinners come in to hear the word of God. Sinners come in, God brings them in. We cannot drag them in, we cannot. We can try it for the gospel mission, but I tell you this, God can bring them in. Let's pray for that. Let's pray God will bring them in.
to the old-fashioned meetings. And I think in the old-fashioned meeting you also have the woman and her call, because we find here that the Lord called her in verse 12, and when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. The call was very personal. There's this woman in the midst of this group of people in the synagogue, and it is, it seems, the Lord sees nobody else but this woman. And he calls her. I don't know her name. But it's enough that Jesus knew it. He knew her name. He knew, my friends, where she was. He knew all about her. He knew her need. And it tells us here that the Lord Jesus, he called her. Oh, dear friends, in old-fashioned gospel preaching and in old-fashioned meetings, we have the old-fashioned call. Christ intervenes. Christ speaks to people's hearts. The Lord Jesus calls people. Tell me, is he calling you tonight? Is the Lord Jesus calling you? This call was very plain, he says in verse 12. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. To him. She understood what the call was all about. She understood what it was all about. He called her to him. Come to me. He saw her bound and broken and bowed down together. Oh, friends, he says, come to me. Stooped over, held by Satan, sad and lonely, he says to this woman, listen, just come to me. Oh, in old-fashioned meetings, the old-fashioned call of the call of the gospel for Christ sinners to come to Christ. Come to me. Not to any particular church or denomination. But oh, my friends, in old-fashioned gospel preaching at an old-fashioned meetings, we have the old-fashioned call to come to Christ. To come to Jesus Christ. And that's simple tonight. Does the Lord Jesus not say in Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Listen, come unto me. This is the call that people hear when they come to hear the word of God and preach. Oh, when they come to gospel meetings. Oh, for the old-fashioned call of Christ, come unto me. Is the Lord calling you tonight? In the old-fashioned meeting. My friends, in the old-fashioned way. Listen, the simple, sovereign, powerful call of Christ goes out in old-fashioned meetings. Come to me. And the call was very passionate, because look in verse 12, it says, and when he saw her bound and broken and bowed together. There was nothing attractive about this woman. And no doubt other people laughed at this woman as she passed by. Well, I was not so by the Lord Jesus Christ. He loved this woman. He saw her need, he saw her problems, he saw her infirmities. Call for the old fashioned call. He says, woman, come to me. And maybe tonight, as we're in this meeting, that you will have this old-fashioned call come to your heart, dear woman in the meeting, dear man in the meeting. Does Christ say to you, come to me? Just come the way you are. Bow down and held by the devil and sin. Lonely and sad in this world. Heading towards a lost eternity. The old-fashioned call, come to me. If you notice there that the woman did not call to him at all here. Was what the woman made any effort at all to call to Christ. But oh dear friends, the old-fashioned call is Christ calling you. Calling you. Saul, Saul, the Lord Jesus cried on to Saul. Come, for all things are now ready. Oh dear friends, in the old-fashioned meeting, you have the old-fashioned call. Come to Jesus Christ. And I said to you tonight, in this congregation, is the Lord speaking to your heart? Do you feel your sin tonight? Do you know you're in trouble tonight with the Holy God? Do you know tonight that you're heading down towards hell to lose your soul forever and forever? But oh friends, where you are tonight, in all of your sin and all of your problems, there's this call, the call of Christ, come to me. Come the way you are. Tell me tonight, is the Lord calling you, friends? In the old-fashioned meetings, we have the old-fashioned call.
The Lord calls them. The Lord calls people to Himself. And oh, that tonight He will call you.
And then in the old-fashioned meeting, you have the woman on her cure. Because there's old-fashioned power demonstrated here in this old-fashioned meeting. Look at verse 12. And when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And He laid His hands on her. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Oh, dear friends, the old-fashioned cure is in the old-fashioned meeting. Oh, there seems no hope for this woman. She seems to be bowing down and veiled by the devil. And it seems in her life that no one else could help her.
Ah, but none but Christ.
And oh, for the old-fashioned cure, Christ calls this woman. And friends, He heals her.
If you look at the method of His cure, how did the Lord Jesus proceed to cure this woman? Two things He used. His words and His work. He spoke to this woman. And then it tells us, in verse 12 and 13, that He laid His hand on her. Now listen, the two things that He used to heal this woman was His word and His work, His hand. There was no gimmicks. There was no acting, no dramas. Nothing unusual. Oh, dear friends, just the word. Just the word of power. Just the word of Christ. And then the work of Christ. That's the two things He used in the old-fashioned meeting. We're living in the day and age when people say, we've got to change.
We've got to change our methods. I'm reading the book at the moment. They're telling us about dance and drama and pulpits and trying to reach people in a different way. I heard the other day about a man, and he wanted to demonstrate about the power of God. And it wasn't a pulpit like this, it was a platform in the building he was in. And the preacher arrived up onto the platform on a motorbike. He drove the motorbike into the meeting. And he sat up on the stage and he revved it. And he said, this is how you got to get the power. And he revved it. And he revved it. And the story's told that the bike went into gear and he flew off the platform and straight into the front row. Well, before you say it, there's a lot of people killed. Well, there's nobody sitting in the front row. All right, he's all sitting in the back rows. And so the only harm he did was to himself. He ended up in hospital. But that's what people stoop to. They say, we've got to get new methods. We've got to try new things. But listen, in old-fashioned meetings, we need old-fashioned power, my friends. The old-fashioned methods is the word of Christ and the work of Christ. Oh, we need to preach the gospel to people. We need to tell them about the love of the Lord Jesus and how He died upon the cross and He alone can save them, and there's power in the blood. And if you want to be saved, you must come to Christ and trust Him. That's the old-fashioned meeting, the old-fashioned preaching. Nothing fancy about it, my friends. Plain preaching of Christ, the gospel, His death, His love, His resurrection, the blood, His salvation. His hands were nailed, it was pierced. Oh, my friends, the old-fashioned way, He can save. And that's the method in the old-fashioned meetings. And may our free church always stick to the old-fashioned ways of opening up the Bible and preaching Christ, my friends, to people, because here's what Christ used: the Word of God and His heart. And the only hope for you tonight is the gospel of Christ and how He can save you and give you everlasting life. Oh, that you would be cleansed in the blood. That's it. You see, here's the old-fashioned way, friends. The Word of God. The Word of God. May we always do it. Lord, take us back to the old-fashioned meetings. Think of the moment of her cure. It's found in verse 13. And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. Oh, dear friends, listen. One touch. One touch from the hand of the Lord Jesus. Oh, we didn't have to pray with this woman and pray with this woman and cast out demons out of this woman and lay His hand time and time and time again. Oh, just one touch. One touch from the hand of Christ. And here this woman was made whole. In a moment. In a moment, my friends, here was this woman. She was gloriously cured in a moment, you see. Because there's old-fashioned power. One touch from the hand of Christ, and she was made straight.
I'm glad tonight the Lord can save you in a moment. That happens, friends, in old-fashioned gospel meetings. People come in, bow down with sin and held by the devil and lost, and they go out a different person. There's some here tonight's testimony to this. I came to meetings and I felt my sin and I heard the gospel preached and I came to Christ. I came to Christ just the way I was, and one touched by His hand. Oh, the blood of Christ cleansed me in a moment. And I went home rejoicing. I never forget Thomas Martin, or Reverend Thomas Martin, telling us about his father getting saved. He was a drunkard. And he went out to a meeting, and he came into the meeting from home one night, and he got all the young sons around him. He got them all around him. The three sons. And he says, "Your old man's got saved. Your old man's got saved." Friends, he was saved in a moment. He was at an old-fashioned meeting. And the Lord can save you tonight in a moment. He can cleanse you and save you. You come to Him like this woman. He can heal you, friends. He can set you free from your sin. He can give you everlasting life. Oh, think about the manner of her cure. It was perfect. Because look at verse 13. She was made straight. She was made straight. See this woman now. She was standing upright. Oh, how different it used to be. As I said, she was bowed over, and she was stooping down towards the ground. But now it was so different. She was made straight. It says in Psalm 146, verse 8, "The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous." Oh, the Lord does these things. And the Lord Jesus saves a sinner. Listen, He does a perfect work. What does He do? He straightens them out. Maybe you're crooked tonight. Crooked in all of your life and ways and steps and thoughts and all of your words. I tell you this, the Lord has straightened you out. The Lord has straightened you out tonight. He straightened me out when I came to Christ. There's many tonight in this meeting can stand up about the old-fashioned power, the old-fashioned meeting. And the Lord straightened them up. I tell you this, He's sitting you out tonight. I'm glad there's power in the blood of Christ. Conversion of Jacob beforehand. Jacob was crooked, deceitful. I tell you this, he was a liar. But after he met Christ, he was straightened out. As in that time you were straightened out. It's not time you were saved, friends. Oh, in the old-fashioned meetings, old-fashioned power. He made her straight. And the Lord can straighten your life out tonight. It needs straightened out. You need to be saved. You need to come to Christ. Or you lose your soul, friends. It was perfect. And it was permanent as well. Because He said in verse 13, He says, "Thou art loosed from thine infirmity." Thou art loosed. I tell you, the Lord does a good job. He does a job, He does it good. "Thou art loose." There's no doubt about this. There was this woman. She was bowed down for 18 years. And the Lord says, "Thou art loose from thine infirmity." And He straightened her up. There's no danger of her being overtaken by Satan again. Oh, friends, when Christ set her free, He set her free. And the Bible says in John 8 verse 36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." I tell you tonight, Christ does a great job when He saves a sinner. He does a perfect job. He does a permanent job. Oh, friends, when He sets you free, you shall be free indeed. And the old-fashioned meetings, oh, the old-fashioned power. Christ has straightened you out in a moment. He can make you straight. He can set you free, my friends. Think about the praise for this cure in verse 13. She was made straight and glorified God. Oh, friends, a new song was in her heart immediately. She glorified God. This woman bowed down, stooped over, held by the devil. He straightened her up, and hallelujah, she's full of the joy of the Lord. She has a song of the Lord in her heart, the old-fashioned meeting. She goes out of that meeting rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, she glorified God. Do we not know something about that? I've heard a preacher speaking in times gone by about missions years ago when there were people saved and the gospel was being preached and sinners were being saved in the old fashioned way. The Lord can still do that tonight. You can praise the Lord tonight for His salvation if you come to Christ. Oh, in the old fashioned meeting, we have the old fashioned cures, the power of Christ changing lives. That's what we need tonight. As it says in that course, 'tis an old fashioned meeting, an old fashioned place where some old fashioned people had some old fashioned grace. As an old fashioned sinner, I began to pray, and God heard me and saved me. What? In an old fashioned way. This is a testimony of all of God's people. God heard me and He saved me in the old fashioned way. And He can do it tonight. He can make you straight. He can set you free. He can cleanse you, my friends, from all of your sins. Oh, in the old fashioned meeting, we have the old fashioned cures. The Lord take us back to such meetings. May we see it in this church. May we see it in the gospel mission that we hope to do. Take us back, Lord, to the old fashioned meetings. And the Lord can save you tonight. The Lord can set you free. He can put a new song in your heart tonight, as Psalm 40 talks about. If you have come to Christ in the old fashioned meeting. Think about the old fashioned meeting. You have the woman under criticism because in verse 14, and the ruler of the synagogue answers with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Think of the source of the criticism. It was from the rulers, the religious rulers of the day. They hated this. They saw what happened. Here's a woman came in and she was made whole. It was a Sabbath day to them. And here was a woman set free, and they criticized Christ. They criticized, my friends, the old fashioned meetings. Well, does that not happen today? People tell us in the early days of the free church, when they had the old fashioned meetings, you had the criticism. You were hated. You were despised. I've heard of people saying that they were spat upon. You see, the old-fashioned meetings, you have criticism. And you have criticism from so-called religious rulers who don't know Christ. Who doesn't want the gospel preached. Oh, dear friends, the source of this criticism, it was from the ruler. Think of the speed of the criticism. Well, it says in verse 13, immediately she was made straight and glorified God. In verse 14, and the ruler of the synagogue answered, as soon as he saw this, as soon as he saw this woman standing upright, he came in right away. He came in with his attack. Think of the state of his criticism. He used the law of God. Is there not 6 days to do this? He portrayed himself as a very pious man, one who loved the law of God and the word of God. But oh dear friends, the stopping of the criticism, the Lord called him a hypocrite. The Lord said, this woman is better than an animal. She has been bound by Satan 18 years. She is the daughter of Abraham. You see, dear friends, Christ stopped the criticism. The old-fashioned meetings will be criticized. But Lord, take us back to the old-fashioned meetings, where we see your power at work and see people saved and people transformed by the power of the gospel. Here's a woman gone home now from this meeting, a different woman altogether, set free by Christ. The Lord can do that for you tonight. There's maybe some tonight held by sin, and you know it. There may be some tonight in this meeting know that they're lost without Christ and heading towards hell. Listen, Christ can set you free tonight. Would you not come and trust Him? Would you not be saved? Would you not, my friends, be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, an old-fashioned meeting. There's old-fashioned power tonight. And Christ can save you. In a moment, He can set you free. But you must come to Him like this woman. She heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one. Lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus. Came to where she was, friend. And if you come to Christ tonight, just the way you are, just the way you are, friends, He'll save you. And He'll straighten out your life. And He'll straighten you out before you leave this church. That's old fashioned meetings. May God do it tonight. If I can help anyone speak to me, or some of the elders, or someone else who's with you tonight. But don't go home without Christ. We'd urge you to come and trust Him. And then you'll be like this woman. You'll go home rejoicing, and you'll glorify God that the Lord has set you free. Now, Lord, take us back to the old fashioned meetings. The Lord, touch your heart tonight, and you'll be saved by the grace of God. Let's pray. Loving Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence. We pray indeed that thou wouldst supply thy word by thy spirit to hearts or people tonight like this woman, and are bowed down by care and worry, Lord, and by sin. And we pray thou wouldst straighten them up tonight, and thou wouldst save them and bring them on to yourself. Bless your dear people. Be with each one of us now, and separate us, Lord, with thy presence and with thy blessing, and take us now to our homes in safety. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.